This year's winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics are being honored for helping explain some very unusual phenomena that occur at cold temperatures. Alexei Abrikozov and Vitaly Ginzburg, both Russian-born, did their work on the theory of superconductors. They share the prize with Anthony Leggett, an Englishman who studies superfluids. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Superfluids were first discovered in the 1930s at temperatures close to absolute zero, the coldest temperature possible. They flow without any internal friction. In the lab, they seem to violate the laws of nature. Anthony Leggett is a physicist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and as of this morning, a Nobel Prize winner.
If you put it in a beaker, it will spontaneously flow up over the edge of the beaker and drip out.
The peculiar behavior has to do with the fact that in superfluids, as in superconductivity, the strange laws that govern the tiny subatomic realm called quantum mechanics suddenly manifest themselves on a much larger scale. Leggett is being awarded the Nobel Prize for his work in the 1970s, explaining how superfluidity occurs with a rare isotope of helium called helium-3.
Generally, the fact that we've been able to get quantum mechanics to work so well for this very apparently very complicated system, I think has been an encouragement and a stimulus to trying to apply it elsewhere.
So far, he says, superfluids don't seem to have major applications outside the lab. Superconductors, on the other hand, do. Roger Koch is a physicist at IBM. His title is Manager of Novel Physical Systems Research.
The great discovery of superconductivity is that some materials, when you cool them down to a cold enough temperature, all of a sudden electrical resistance goes away. So now you can put current through a wire and it doesn't cost you any energy. And in fact, if you have a current flowing around a wire, it'll keep flowing around and around forever. It's sort of a little bit like a perpetual motion machine, but it's not really, it's just a perpetual current. To me, that's really amazing.
Today, superconductors are used to make strong electromagnets for magnetic resonance imaging machines in hospitals. Superconductors were first discovered back in 1911, but some of their characteristics have been hard to understand. The second and third Nobel Prize winners this year helped advance that understanding in the 1950s. One of the men, Vitaly Ginzburg, lives and works in Russia. The other, Alexei Abrikozov, works at Argonne National Laboratory in Illinois. We reached him at 6 a.m. this morning while he was juggling phone calls and trying to eat breakfast. He likes his cereal simple, like a good physics equation.
Just cornflakes. I don't like these more complicated things. Simple cornflakes, the original one.
Abrikozov and Ginzburg's theoretical work eventually helped describe the behavior of new kinds of superconductors.
I predicted the so-called type 2 superconductivity. Before that prediction, there existed only mono-element superconductors, mercury and so on. And people doubted, actually, that there exist such type 2 superconductors.
But they do exist, and some of the new compounds work at relatively warm temperatures, which makes them potentially more practical. Physicists have dreamed of using superconductors to build levitating magnetic trains. That hasn't worked out, but Abrikozov is confident superconductors will one day be everywhere, in every house.
I think that it is not the last word. I think that they have a great future.
Over the years, 7 Nobel Prizes have now been awarded in the areas of superfluids and superconductors. Physicists expect there are still more to come. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.